This is Digital Dave.
Hi, Fast Eddie. I love this music.
Yep, it's quite something. Anyway, just like us.
Before we get going, we did ask the question earlier today. How many flying B-25s are there? All right, somebody posted on our SMS gateway. There are 42 airworthy B-25s in the U.S., 45 in the world total. So there's another mystery of life solved. Thank
That's
you very
right.
much.
And we've got 16, which our guest said was the significant portion. I want to know where the rest are. Come
That's
on, guys.
Right. Get out here. We need you.
Yeah, we need more noise. More music.
More music.
And yes. We are joined by Rick Siegfried, which I'm hoping I pronounced properly.
Pretty close.
Well,
that's
okay.
Good.
Siegfried.
You said you got it.
Okay. You scare me there.
No, it's okay.
I thought it was going to be like Smith.
No, we don't get that lucky.
And you are with Air Support and former president of Warbirds of America. Yes.
Yeah, I'm over-volunteered up here with the Warbirds of America, so I have a great time every year I come up here.
Cool.
So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, your predecessor, Vic Krause, there's a man that's just bubbling over with enthusiasm.
Yeah.
He's an interesting guy. Yeah, you just gotta have to keep him in the box from time to time.
But you gotta
let that box expand because he's got some great ideas. The tram that he's running down there, you've been hearing about it from him.
Yeah,
wildly successful. We've got lots of new members. We wish we could run it more often. We gotta watch. We can't run it during the air show and the Warbird portion of the air show. It runs other times, so we started early, and we have to cut it off a little early, but it's been wildly successful. Shows people all about the different types of warbirds, the liaisons, the fighters. I mean, everybody thinks of the bombers and the fighters, but there's a lot more to warbirds than just those.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's a ton of stuff down in Warbird Alley. I haven't gotten down there yet, but I hear the place is full.
You got to go down today. Right now, we have 11 B-25s lined up like they would have been on the deck of the Hornet for the Doolittle raid. Overlapping wingtips, really crowded in there, and then there's a 12th one around the corner for Warbirds in review. So it really looks awesome.
I can't imagine being on the deck of the Hornet when they were launching. That had to have been wild.
Taking off knowing that you don't have enough gas to get to your intended destination, which was in China, because they launched early.
And they were all volunteers, too.
Yep.
That's
absolutely
amazing. Yeah, crazy volunteers, but you know what? They got it done.
Yep.
They did it.
And that's what Warbirds is all about, is honoring that history and telling that story over and over to people, you know, that come to AirVenture and want to take part of the Oshkosh experience. And we see them from all walks of life. Every so often on one of the Warbird tram tours, you know, we have a narrator that goes around and describes the different airplanes, what they were used for, and their significance on their 30-minute tour. Well, one time they had a older gentleman that was very sharp, but he was a former P-51 pilot in World War II.
Wow.
And the narrator just gave the mic over to him. he gave the whole tour.
Wow.
So
it was should have recorded that
that's
one.
That's right. That was,
really?
But, you know, that's the kind of people we meet in the Warbird area.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's fantastic, the assortment of aircraft and the willingness for all these private owners and foundations to bring these aircraft out there. This is not a small expense.
No. Yeah. I brought my T-6 up here for 25 years.
Wow.
And flown in the air show for until I started volunteering so much. But
right.
I got a partner in it, and so he's flying in the air show today and has been for the last few
cool.
days. So it's fun.
It surprises me how many Warbirds are being restored now. You would think that the parts would be becoming harder to find, yet there are more of them coming out of restoration shops now.
Well, you know, we've looked harder for parts all over the world. In addition to that, some of the new technology that I was helping us with some of that capability, and so we're able to build the airplanes. You know, that we had, you know, some of the old plans tell you, okay, you know, machine this part out of this alloy aluminum or whatever this the material is. Well, as long as you have the alloy number of the material, you can get a billet and you can machine legally a replacement part using modern technology. So that really has helped keep a lot of the Warbirds alive today.
Wow. Now, I understand that now you've got Fifi and Doc, right? So is there going to be like a controlled breeding program? Try and get a few more B-29s out of this deal.
Yep. That's. I mean, it's amazing to see them up there. And, of course, where else but over the air above Oshkosh, Wisconsin, we had the two B-29s flying in a racetrack pattern in the air show yesterday. And then we had 12 B-25s, I think, up flying opposing little packages for the circuits for the delight of the crowd. So it was really fun.
It did sound sweet, that's
it
for sure.
Yep. Now, here's the question. We've got two B-29s. Is there a third one out there being worked on? Because I swear I saw an article somewhere on a third B-29.
I believe there is. I don't have any direct information on that.
I'm sorry, Senator.
This is not the internet.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Just because it's there, it's true. But well, I have heard that there's people scrounging for parts and trying to get something going. So we'll see.
The question is, you know, how many hulls are out there that are even possibly salvageable?
This day and age, they're taking aircraft out of lakes and getting them flying again.
That's amazing.
It is
and
amazing.
And I'm still sorry about that landing.
I told you not to go there, but no.
It looked like a runway.
Yeah, so, people are getting very, very creative. And, you know, there's lots of ways to talk about this information. You know, in January of this year, of course, Cruise Flight is going to head out. And we're going to have a lot of aviators on there. Hopefully, we're going to have a lot of warbird people on there. We have a lot of people who are just interested in warbird aircraft. We're going to have a lot of people who are interested in general aviation. They're going to have a big program on board this little cruise out in leaving out of Fort Lauderdale in January. And
Is it true, the rumor that you guys are going to build a carrier deck with it and bring along a cub and do some carrier landing to contests?
Well, that's something maybe we should suggest. But I think we're going to leave the ship up to Holland America. That's what they do well. We're on the Holland American ship called the Eurodam. That's right. Okay.
The Holland Dam.
So anyway, so it should be a lot of fun. And I'm going to be enjoying on it, talking about warbirds. I'm going to be talking about some of my past experience with aviation, and we've got a lot of other players that...
I want to ask you guys what the policy on stowaways is.
If it fits, it ships.
There you go.
I'll make myself fit.
They are going to hopefully have some flyovers. We got to set those things all up now, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
That does sound like a lot of fun.
You know, it's kind of like Oshkosh without the airplanes. You know, it's just the people, which, let's face it, I mean, the airplanes is what drew us up to central Wisconsin, as our founder, Paul Poberesny, always said. But it's the people that keep us coming back every year.
Right, right.
And it works time and time again, and we all see it.
That's fantastic, the way that, especially this year with all the warbirds and everything, we are up to our eyeballs in them.
I just checked before I came down here. We've got 321 warbirds. Checked in this year alone, and we expect more arrivals. Matter of fact, we're seeing on Facebook, and you know, hey, getting ready to leave their airplanes to come up to Oshkosh, and significant airplanes.
You know what? And I've told all of my Facebook friends and everybody that just with Doc and Fifi alone, this is a don't miss. I had no idea the rest of this stuff was going on. So
right.
I'm going to tell everybody out there on the radio: if you are within driving distance, get here. This is an event you don't want to miss. And I'm losing my voice.
Yeah, really.
For a radio guy, that's not good, is it?
No. That'll sound more intelligent.
Yeah, it'll be all right.
You could always head over to the Cruise Flight booth. We have candy over there.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Oh, we're coming. Definitely.
We'll be there.
Actually, Dick Rattan is going to be at our Cruise Flight booth this afternoon at 1 p.m. and again tomorrow at 11 a.m. He's going to be signing autographs, and like I said, there will be candy, so who doesn't like that?
Yeah.
We're over in Hangar A, directly in the back. It's booth 1007.
It wouldn't be bacon-flavored candy, would it?
Bacon-flavored candy, yeah, you'll empty the state.
I could look for that for you, but no,
sure
right now we've
there.
Got we've got some delicious mints.
Oh, that'll be
great for your throat.
Yeah,
that'll work. Yeah, you need that.
I'll tell you, I don't know what the heck I did to it. But, you know, the enthusiasm of the warbird owners is just amazing. You walk up to a pilot or an owner standing next to their airplane, and you ask them, hey, is this your airplane? And you get the entire story of the aircraft, the history behind it, what it's like to fly. It's fantastic.
Yep.
The enthusiasm.
Pilots love to talk.
Without a doubt. Yeah. Yep. That's one of the traits. It goes along with it.
And they teach you that in flying school for the days when the weather isn't there.
That's right.
You got to learn how to hangar fly.
Hangar fly.
Yeah, you can learn a lot from hangar flying. You really can.
If you listen.
If you really pay attention, you know, that's an important part of your aviation education.
Yeah.
When you make your own mistakes, if you're out flying, you know, redo that mistake, talk to other people about it. Maybe they made the same mistake if they're willing to admit it. And then maybe you'll learn something. Well, I shouldn't do that next time.
I shouldn't hit the ground quite so hard.
A long time ago, I was up at the Quakertown Air Show. This is back in 1985. Was one of the announcers there.
And it's not that long ago.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's relative.
It's right after dirt, you know.
Yeah.
But the weather caved in on Saturday. I mean, nothing was flying, and it just rained all day. There were two B-25 pilots in the trailer that I was sitting in, and these guys were talking about that airplane for well over a half an hour, and I was just sitting there sucking up all of this.
All the good stories.
And I'm just wishing that I'd have had a tape recorder, because what they were going through and talking about was just superb. It was really great.
The warbirds are changing. I mean, we're getting more modern stuff. You're starting to see these L-39s and all that. Now, do you still classify that as a warbird?
Certainly. Okay. Yeah, anything that was served in the military of any nation, we still call warbirds. And, you know, we've opened up the gates a lot. We have a lot of interesting airplane people. People are finding very unusual airplanes. Last year, we had a Stenson L-1. Thought we were going to get it back this year, but he had a little engine trouble. And the difference from last year to this one, the Stenson L-1, we're thinking of the Stensons, the 108s, mm-hmm. the four-place airplanes they built after the war and things like that, and before the war. And the Stenson L-1 was a huge observation airplane. It towered above everything around it.
Wow.
They hadn't even thought about it. This year, they were hoping to bring it on amphibious floats, which meant it would have been about the same height as the cockpit of a 747 sitting in the L-bird.
Yeah, wow. That's wild.
Wait a minute. I think he needs to get a hold of Superior Air Parts.
Yeah, depending upon his engine.
Get that engine straightened out. You know, and once again, the enthusiasm in the organization and when these pilots, they're all proud of whatever it is they fly, whether it's an L-bird, all the way up to a B-29.
Well, Rick, I want to thank you. And Carrie, I want to thank you, as always, for coming over and talking. And that booth again, booth 107?
107 in Hangar A. It's the Cruise Flight booth. If you can't make it over there, we encourage you to check out cruiseflight.com. And we'll see you in January.
Very
sweet.
Good.
This should be fun.
Yep.
I'll be there.
Okay. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie. And this is EAA Radio.